T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. Earth Day is right around the corner, and San Diego Earthworks is gearing up for another incredible Earth Fair later this month. Joining us this morning to talk about what we can expect at this year's Earth Fair and what San Diego Earthworks does to promote and raise awareness for a healthy environment is San Diego Earthworks CEO Carolyn Chase. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. You were on the show, I think, just a few months ago when we talked about Fido, Fiesta Island dog owners, right?
San Diego activism, and they're still going strong, and they're headed in towards to city council hearings in May. So if you have a dog and you use Fiesta Island, FidoSD.org.
All right. But today, we're going to talk about San Diego Earthworks. You are the CEO, or as you call it?
Earth Day Mom.
Earth Day Mom. There you go.
Right. Okay. San Diego Earth Day.
We're going to talk about Earth Fair, which is coming up in just a little bit towards the end of the month.
That's right.
But first, let's talk a little bit about San Diego Earthworks, maybe a little background information on the organization.
You know, we really got started for the 20th anniversary of Earth Day in 1990 when I saw a poster on the wall inviting people to volunteer to do something for Earth Day. And I remembered I'd done something when I was a kid. I'd done a poster for Earth Day in 1970. And I thought, oh, I'll go to this meeting. And little did I know, I got drawn in. And 30 years later, we're still producing the Earth Day Fair in Balboa Park.
And what's the mission, then, of San Diego Earthworks?
The mission is to empower people, volunteers especially, to be in action in service to the environment for a clean, healthy, prosperous future.
And that's for all living things, right?
For all living things. That's right. That's right.
So you started the organization, or?
I was one of a few people who started it, yes.
Okay. Now, aside from putting on Earth Fair, which we, again, will talk about in just a little bit, that's coming up. What's the date for Earth Fair?
April 28th, Sunday, April 28th.
What else does San Diego Earthworks do?
We're really interested in empowering other groups. So, for instance, we had a grant to create the Rose Creek Watershed Network, which is a group including Rose Creek, and it goes all the way up to Miramar. There's Friends of Rose Creek, Friends of Rose Canyon, and we brought together the groups to form a watershed network so we can do something about pollution in that particular watershed and restoring, removing trash, things like that. So it depends. You know, we like volunteers to come to us with projects. We've done green building tours where you go visit sites where people have done things beyond doing solar power, all kinds of things like gray water recovery and housing design so it can be climate neutral. So, and over the years, we found the things that we start often move on to other organizations who carry them out throughout the rest of the year, because now one of the other energy building groups is doing green building tours, so we don't need to do those anymore. So we're really about empowering hundreds of different groups and volunteers to get active on what interests them the most.
Now, San Diego Earthworks is, as you mentioned, it is pretty much a volunteer-driven organization, right?
Right, right. We only have 2 staff people. Everything else is done by volunteers. And we're still looking for volunteers for this year's Earth Fair. I need about 100 more. You can sign up online at earthdayweb.org, where we have all the job descriptions of what the job entails.
Okay, and another thing that you do, well, a big thing of what you do is educating the public too, right?
Well, and empowering other groups to do those educational things. Now, we have lots of different educational installations at Earth Day, and then people learn about those groups, what interests them more, and then they volunteer with them normally the rest of the year.
And you facilitate business involvement as well?
Yep. We're a big tent, so we're trying to get businesses to share what their sustainable policies, products, and services are, in addition to the nonprofit groups, and we have government agencies as well. So you can get information from the Air Pollution Control Agency, for instance, the wildlife agencies. Actually, the police are going to have a booth there, so you can see what all the... And the Navy, actually, a couple different Navy branches have booths there because they have health and environment programs to share with the public.
And San Diego Earthworks also advocates for a healthy environment, right?
Yeah. And we, you know, we invite people to send letters. We have an email list, things like that. But really, we're about inspiring and doing helping outreach for other groups, because we find a lot of the smaller groups, they don't have a budget for outreach. So Earth Day sometimes can be the biggest annual event for them to sign up new members and get the message out about what's up for their particular group. So, you know, we have water conservation groups, ocean conservation groups, you know, habitat, plants, animals, people, all different kinds of groups.
So you're not only helping the environment, but you're helping other nonprofits.
Well, that's the goal.
Partnering with
them.
That's
the goal. You have to, yeah.
To all work together.
Yeah.
And one of the things you do, too, is a community restoration and renewal projects?
Right. That's the watershed project,
oh,
Rose Canyon, Rose Creek, and identifying, working with the city to update their land use plans that apply for these kinds of projects, too.
And how often are those held?
You know, it varies. The Friends of Rose Creek has a monthly nature preserve area where it's actually a native plant kind of gardening. They plant natives, they weed. It depends on what it is. It's seasonal work. It's monthly. And you can find a link to that. And some of these other groups, there's a cleanup the day before Earth Day, the Creek to Bay cleanup. And all this information is on our program guide, which you can find from our website. And we also have a printed one, which is free. And you can find it around town at free pub locations. If you look for it, it's got a blue man with a suit on that says 350 on the cover. But you can find the link from earthdayweb.org.
And as far as a volunteer goes for any of these events that you're mm-hmm. talking about, that you partner with other organizations mm-hmm. and Earth Fair itself, how old do you need to be?
At Earth Day, it's generally 13 or more, depending upon the maturity of the individual. And we, you know, you contact us and we try and match it with the right thing. And then the cleanups, anybody can help with the cleanups, and you can sign up usually through I Love a Clean San Diego.
And nothing's required other than the age? Earth Fair?
We like them to attend a volunteer training, depending on what they sign up for. So all that information is on our website, including the dates and times for the volunteer trainings. We have two the week before the Earth Fair, so that you can meet your volunteer manager, know where to go and what to do when you get there.
Okay, so now Earth Day is April 22nd. That's the actual day for Earth Day.
Annually, nationally, yes.
And is anything going on? Are you doing anything on Earth Day?
You know, because it's the week before the event, we'll be busily working with volunteers to create the event. But there's lots of other things people can do in honor of Earth Day on the 22nd themselves. I would suggest just Googling it. You know, in the past, we used to put together a monthly calendar of Earth Day events. But now with the Internet and the ease of which you can find event calendars online, you just search for Earth Day. There's Earth Days around the region in Escondido and East County, and look and you'll find a lot. All the nature preserves will normally have educational cleanup events. There's nature hikes. There's so many great things you can do to learn about the environment around you and how to help take care of it a little better.
And might want to point out, too, that every day is Earth Day, right?
That's right. And at earthdayweb.org, we have a list of all the Earth Day exhibitors and links to their websites. So that's another place you can search. And we also have what's called the Earth Fair Exhibitor Finder. And you can select by topic. So there's like 20 different topics where it's renewable energy, water conservation, animals, food. And you can search by what you're interested in to find out where they're going to be at the Earth Fair, because there's more than 300 exhibits.
Wow.
So you can find out stuff that's related to kids, or you can find out activities, so you can know before you go.
That's always a good thing.
Especially at a big
event like this.
Well, it saves time, and also people might miss something. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on.
And we're going to talk about that
in just a
minute. What can we as individuals or as a community, what can we do to help the environment?
You know, I say do the next thing. Do the next thing for you. What motivates you? When you go to Earth Day, it's like some days I think of it as one-stop shopping for the environment. You know, different groups have a different vibe. They have a different mission. They're up to different things. Some groups are into land conservation. So they want to buy it and manage it. Some groups are water conservation. Some are animal conservation. I mean, it's across the board, and you really should choose your interest. There's vegetarian groups. That's an important issue. There's a lot of climate change groups. This year we have a marine conservation area. There's 7 different groups that have an approach to ocean conservation issues all across the board, different kinds of aspects to it. Climate change is a big aspect, many groups taking different approaches to that. to me, it's like matchmaking. If the next thing for you to do is look at consumer goods, there'll be businesses there that have alternatives that are more environmentally friendly than some others.
So Earth Fair is kind of like a starting point for somebody who wants to get involved.
That's right. You look and see what most interests you. You can talk to the people involved, find out, you know, if you feel you fit into that, you know, ethos of that organization or not, because you actually get to meet live human beings and see what it's like.
But so other than that, then, as far as an individual helping with the environment, it's what's your passion?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, everybody should really, you know, start with the basics in terms of the personal level. Really, everybody needs to learn how to recycle. Unfortunately, we have a complicated system, but once you think about it, it works pretty well. There's issues with it, but let's do it, folks. We can recycle. And then, you know, eating vegetarian, say, even once a week or even trying it for Earth Day, it's better for you and it's better for the environment. Reducing waste and saving energy always saves money. You know, one of the biggest things you can do, you can look for big things or little things. One of the biggest things you can do is get an electric car. Makes a big difference. And San Diego Gas and Electric is sponsoring 100% electric cars. Will be in the Plaza de Panama at Earth Fair. And we also have a owner's area where owners who've done car conversions or who have driven electric cars for a number of years, you can talk to them. That's in the Pan America Plaza. So that's a big thing people could do. And then joining some of these groups and volunteering, that could be a very big thing as well. So there's a wide range.
All right. So again, Earth Day itself, the annual Earth Day is April 22nd, but Earth Fair is the 28th.
Sunday, April 28th this year, because Easter's on the 21st.
It's at Balboa Park, right?
Right, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And by the way, let's not forget the Earth Day Parade. Are we going to talk about that next, maybe?
Well, sure. it's always held at Balboa Park?
Yes, it has been.
Okay, so again, 10 to 5 is when it's taking place. And the parade?
The parade begins at 10:30 a.m. It's the Earth Day Parade. It's free to enter. So if you have a message about the environment that you'd like to get across, it's free to enter at earthparade.org. And the Grand Marshal this year is going to be County Board of Supervisor Nathan Fletcher. And then we've got about, right now, there's about 15 other groups that are registered, including two marching bands and bunch of different interesting groups, some Girl Scout troops and some service clubs. It's fabulous. It starts at 10:30. It lines up beginning at 9 or 9:30 at Village Place, next to where the Natural History Museum is in Balboa Park. At 10:30, it goes down El Prado, west, turns in the Plaza de Panama, if you know your Balboa Park, past the fountain, down by the Oregon Pavilion, and eventually it ends up in the kids' area where we have kids' activities all day long. We have an Earth Day trash scavenger hunt. There's connecting with nature, plants, seeds, all kinds of interesting stuff going on over there.
Not your typical kids area.
No, it's a combination of learning about the environment around you, nature play. Uh-huh. You know, so it'll be good.
There's so much going on at Earth Fair this year. Tell us about the reuse and repair area.
Reuse and repair area has the most interesting things, because if you want to save money and reduce consumption, repair what you have. For instance, knives, you can sharpen your knives. Some of the highest quality things can be older things that if you keep them in good condition. There's a group there that builds functional items out of excess lumber cycles. So it takes wood that would have otherwise gone to the landfill or been thrown out and turns it into usable objects. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful, you know, hand-done objects. There's Refined Kitchens. They restore kitchens with reused materials that they're salvaging from projects that they discover in a lot of cases. So there's lots of different aspects of reuse and repair. It'll be in a big tent across from the Oregon Pavilion, again, if you know Balboa Park. But look for the map. We have a map on our website in our program guide, earthdayweb.org.
So there will be vendors and demonstrations.
Right, vendors, demonstrations, and there'll be people selling things. Like, I think you'll be able to get a good deal on energy-efficient light bulbs usually there. People are selling reusable straws. We have a marine conservation area with these marine conservation groups, and one of the groups is selling reusable straws as a fundraiser because banned plastic straws.
That's right.
And you can still have straws. Also, a big new thing this year is we have a lot of live art going on this year. So speaking of marine conservation, a company named SandCloud has sponsored a live artist who's going to paint a whale shark there. And then we also have a new It's an Airstream trailer sponsored by a company called Miso Healthy. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a lounge Airstream trailer in the Plaza de Panama with a stage, and you're going to learn all about CBD, which is cannabinoids. We have a cannabis area, and MISO stands for Mother Earth Sustainable Organics. So that's a pretty good fit with Earth Day.
Yeah. Now you do have an Earth Gallery as well, and that's with...
Art Gallery, which is arts and crafts, generally small artists, authors, writers can be down in the Earth Gallery, but it's usually artists that are creating art out of reusable material, or it's nature-oriented art. Sometimes it's photography of nature. It can be things like taking aluminum cans and turning them into toys. People reuse records in art you can find in the Earth Gallery. It's always a very interesting area.
And I've seen that kind of work before, in a very, very interesting pieces of art.
It can be very diverse, a little something for everybody across the board. There's stuff that's fabulously beautiful and stuff that's like, I wonder what that is.
It makes you think. Now, the entire event, Earth Fair, is a zero-waste event, right?
We try. Let me put it to you this way. I think we come as close to anybody. And the thing about zero waste is it's aspirational, in the sense that, you know, people, oh, zero waste, you know, whatever. But no, if you're not for zero waste, how much waste are you for exactly? And so we will have zero waste stations throughout the event. And everybody should know how to use a blue bin in this region, whether you're in the city or other, in the city of San Diego or outside. But we also will have composting bins in the food area. And so that people learn that they need to separate. We still have to separate. If it has food, it has to go in the composting. But if it's too much contamination, then it has to go in the trash. So we'll have people buy the compost bins to teach you. But we do expect people to be able to tell the trash bins from the recycling bins. And every bin in Balboa Park now has a recycle bin next to it. So you do need to sort your recyclables. So you can recycle aluminum, glass, which you should not have in Balboa Park because glass is not allowed in Balboa Park, and paper, newspaper, cardboard, and clean plastics can go in the recycle bin. Everything else is a form of trash, I'm sorry to have to tell you. Except for the food waste, which could go in the green bin.
Okay.
No plastic. No plastic in the green bin.
How many people do you typically get at Earth Fair each year?
Oh, you know, they estimate 50 to 60,000, and we don't really know because it's free to the public, so people come and go, but it's really, really busy. And really look at how the exhibitors do. And in a good day, an exhibitor might sign up 1,000 people on a petition, and that's pretty good for them. And they get to talk to all those people, too. So, you know, that helps make the connections.
Now, how we get around is also a big part of maintaining a healthy environment. So what is being done to assist people with getting to Balboa Park?
Well, we have free valet bike parking, so that doesn't exactly assist you to get there. But once you get there, it's better. Now, parking around Balboa Park is free. First come, first serve. Not even organizers or exhibitors or VIP. Nobody gets reserved parking in Balboa Park. So it fills up usually by 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Then there's additional parking at City College. If you have to drive, you should carpool. Now, not driving is good, so we have car sharing. Car sharing drop-off is on the west side of 6th Avenue. Then you have to walk across the bridge, but that's where the police have put the drop-off. We really say, people, choose transit. Use your MTS system. It's not that hard. I think these days, if you're not a senior, they have senior discounts, but an adult day pass round trip, I think, is $5. SDMTS.com. You can visit and find out how to get there from your place. You can sometimes take your car and then take transit. That's a reality for most people because of the way the transit system doesn't get everywhere. These days, you can take it to the trolley and take a scooter maybe up the hill. And actually, it's walking distance from the City College trolley station. But the bus route runs right up Park, and we'll drop you off on the Park side or the 6th Avenue side, but the Park side is closest. And we have a website, efgo.org, which describes all the different ways that you can get into the park. And we do have handicapped spaces reserved. So in a sense, there is that class of spaces reserved for people that have a handicap sticker. So if you have that, you can find that information on our website, too.
Let's talk about the food.
We have 3.5 major food areas. There's one at the top of Cannabis Row, of course, where we have food trucks and the Pan American Plaza. One in the Plaza de Panama in front of the Timken Museum, which is going to be right next to something new we haven't mentioned yet. We'll get to it later. But the Youth Voice Stage, I'm really excited about. High Tech High Echo Club is having youth voices speaking up about what's important to them in the environment. And there's going to be a little bit of food down at the beginning of the parade site, a coffee cart, some stuff for the morning. And during the day at Village Place.
And vegetarian friendly, right?
It's all vegetarian because it's Earth Day. Yes, yes. Oh, and the main food area, let me not forget, is on the grass. Not in Cannabis Village. Pun not intended. It's on, it's on the lawn at Park and President's Way, where we have the Moon Stage hosted by Donna Larson. And they'll have rock and roll or good music all day long, and people can purchase from the food vendors at the Moon Stage at Park and President's and the sit on the lawn to enjoy it.
Okay. And you have several different stages.
That's right. And the last day, the other stage I had messaged is the Sun Stage, which is at Cannabis Row, and it's next to the Sierra Nevada Beer Garden, where we're going to have another live artist painting psychedelic art. He's from
nice.
San Diego. You can buy a contest ticket for $2 for ticket, and you don't have to be present to win. At the end of the day, we're going to draw a winner, and if they're there, they can take home this painting. He's going to paint there at the Sierra Nevada Beer Garden, where we also have Butchcraft Kombucha, and I just found out we're going to have Gold Coast Mead, and that's next to the Sun Stage at Cannabis Row. And there's also a VIP, the only paid admission area at Earth Day, is the Miso Healthy Cannabis Row VIP Lounge backstage at the Sun Stage. So that's going to be a place to relax, and you get a hemp goodie bag, and it costs a little money to get again. You get discounts at food. You get a $10 towards food at Earth Fair, $10 towards an ice hemp T-shirt, like that.
How much is it for the VIP?
I think it's $30 or $35 if you buy it online in advance. Okay. There's a link from our website to the VIP Lounge. And, you know, it's a beautiful day, but sometimes you need a place to relax, you know, have some beverages and chill out in that area. It'll be a nice place to do that. And the artists will be back there and the MCs and
that's
all that
nice.
Stuff. So, yeah.
And you have a magic stage?
The magic stage is up on El Prado. It's Dr. Wilderness Resourcery. He's calling it the Natural Resourcery. It's on El Prado East at 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30 p.m., again, I would say check out our program guide in the middle of the San Diego Earth Times, because it has, in the middle, it has a map, and then it has the times and the lists for all the artists who are performing at Earth Day. So if there's somebody you want to see, that's the place you can find the listing of when they're going to be playing.
So all kinds of events, activities, entertainment. You mentioned something about, what was the Voices stage? The
Youth Voice
Youth
stage.
Voice
so
stage.
That's Youth Voices who are just doing activism for the environment, and they wanted to have a voice in a place where they could control what they want to say about what they care about these days. So go find out what, mostly teenagers, I think, because it's being organized by high schools. There's three high tech highs in Point Loma. And so they're having a stage, and they're going to be showing posters and artwork that they've done. And then the chemistry class there also sells their own soap that they've made, that they learned how to make in chemistry class. So they sell that as a fundraiser. So I mean, there's so much stuff.
And this has to be taking place. It's all over Balboa Park then, right?
Yes. It's called the Central Mesa, and there's the Prado section at the top. Then you go down towards the Oregon Pavilion, where we have the mural wall where you can color big panels. And we also have large, like 12-foot by 8-foot impressionistic art that is for sale if we have a rich person that wants to purchase it. It's a donation for Earth Day. And then it goes all the way down past the Oregon Pavilion, all the way down to Park and President's Way. So there's 10 exhibit areas. But as I said, you search for what you're interested in, and you can find out in advance on our website at earthdayweb.org. We will be firing up the exhibitor finder any day now, actually, because we're doing the site layout right now.
And another thing to point out is rain or shine, right?
It's a rain or shine event, and this is the 30th Earth Fair. It has rained a couple times in the past. We show up, the sun comes out, it's a beautiful day.
And if somebody wants to make a donation to help you with your mission at San Diego Earthworks?
I have to say it's free to the public. The expenses have keep going up. And yes, we do take donations. We're a small 501c3. You can either donate by going to our website. You do have to register as a user and then log in to make a contribution. Or you can mail us a check. We have an address on our website at earthdayweb.org.
And again, you are in need of volunteers.
We are. Thank you very much. We have job descriptions for all these different things that have to be done. And we usually always need a lot of help at the close because everybody wants to do it in the morning and then have fun in the afternoon. But we need those people that want, that want to sleep in the morning and then help us in the afternoon. So earthdayweb.org, we definitely could use some more volunteers to help out.
All right. So again, the 30th Annual Earth Fair, Sunday, April 28th, Balboa Park, from 10 until 5, right?
From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I would be remiss if I didn't thank our major sponsors, including Miso Healthy, San Diego Gas and Electric, Cox Communications, San Diego Wheelhouse Credit Union is another sponsor, and San Diego Metropolitan Transit Service. Choose transit for Earth Day. Give it a try, folks. I know it doesn't go everywhere it needs to go, but we need to support it. And I forgot to mention, the Earth Day Parade will be announced in 3 locations, 2 in English and 1 in Spanish.
All right, Carolyn, thanks for being on the show today. Thank you for all you do to conserve and preserve our environment at San Diego Earthworks. And
we all have to live in it.
Here's to a great Earth Fair on the 28th.
Thanks, Gary.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Miracle Babies. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.